ride my bike backwards?
Like I said, kids are curious. It's up to us to keep them safe. Brought to you by End Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
CBS News Brief. The NTSB says a school teacher near Portland, Oregon, found a plug from the Alaska Airlines plane door that blew off Friday night. And the Safety Board's Jennifer Homendy says a flight attendant ran to help after the cockpit door was flung open by the force.
She did attempt to shut the door three times. It did eventually shut, but it did blow open during the explosive decompression.
The Pentagon releasing new details after a delay in getting the word out about Defense Secretary Austin's nearly week-long hospitalization. CBS's Scott McFarlane.
Bipartisan leaders of the House Armed Services Committee say while they wish Secretary Austin a speedy recovery, they're concerned about how the disclosure of his condition was handled.
Killers of the Flower Moon's Lily Gladstone's become the first indigenous actor to win a Golden Globe.
This is for every little res kid, every little urban kid, every little native kid out there who has a dream.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. A police chase through Wisconsin Rapids just before 8 a.m. on Saturday ended in arrest. A report came to the Wisconsin Rapids police that someone was brandishing a firearm at another motorist. Officers located the suspect and attempted a traffic stop. The man fled and officers initiated pursuit. The suspect's vehicle was disabled and the pursuit ended with him crashing into someone's home. The man tried to run, but officers caught him after a short foot pursuit and recovered a gun. The man, 29-year-old Dane A. Beinick, was booked into the Wood County Jail on multiple charges, including operating a vehicle to flee or elude an officer, repeater, recklessly endangering safety, and possession of a firearm by a convicted felon. On January 20th and 21st, you can fish without a license in Wisconsin. Remember that no ice is 100% safe and practice catch and release if you aren't keeping the fish to eat. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Saddle up, buckaroos. It's time to start the cattle drive with Trail Tunes, the new cowboy, western, and south of the border show on Wiscountry 105.5 WIRI. Every Thursday from 7 to 8 p.m., join me, Gene, Roy, Tex, and Rex with songs of lonesome cowboys, wicked rustlers, and sighing senoritas. From the sons of the pioneers to riders in the sky, Trail Tunes will have you wishing for those wide open spaces. Every Thursday from 7 to 8, only on Wiscountry 105.5.
We have some snow on the way starting late this afternoon into this evening and continuing through tomorrow into tomorrow night. About 2 to 4 inches of accumulation possible by the time it wraps up, with wind, especially tomorrow night, creating areas of blowing snow. Today, cloudy, snow developing late this afternoon into this evening. Our high today, 33. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
Good morning from the Sunrise Show. Time for a little coffee, conversation, and country right here at Wiscountry 105.5 WIRI. Sunrise Show is in effect. Hope you guys are having a good one. Happy Monday, everybody.
Monday.
Happy Monday.
Happy.
Oh, wow. All right. Come on, Whoa. Gang. I need a little
well,
more than that.
You didn't introduce us.
I was going to introduce you after the Happy Monday. Oh, I was going to introduce in my head. I had Happy Monday,
okay.
Then
Take
introductions.
Two.
All right. Take two. I am joined by Seth and Melissa this morning. Happy Monday, everybody.
Happy Monday.
Happy Monday.
There we go.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited to be here.
Wow.
It's the first Monday in 3 weeks.
That's true.
It is our first Monday in a while. It is good to have you guys with us for a full week. Thank you to the best listeners in radio. We appreciate you all joining us. Got good stuff on the way for you here. We're going to get into a little bit of country music news, some history, and some requests all lined up just for you. Looking forward to it. I wanted to start off with an interesting spot here, though,
okay.
I think. Maryland State Parks officials said an unusual piece of driftwood that washed up on a state park beach was identified as a deck timber from a 19th century ship.
Whoa.
Officials wrote in this Facebook post that a 14.5-foot piece of timber washed up at a state park in December, and Maryland Historic Trust experts were consulted to try to determine what it was.
Wow. Hmm.
Quote, it appears that this timber is from the mid to late 1800s and is most likely a deck timber with some other parts attached to it and everything. Officials decided not to remove the timber from the beach, instead fitting it with a tag so it can be tracked when it's swept out to sea and located if it washes up on another beach.
Wow.
So I thought that was really interesting, too. I would have thought that, okay, we're going to put that in a museum. Like, it, right away, that's what we do with these things. We put everything in museums.
Right.
I don't know.
Nope, we're full up with deck timber here.
Apparently.
At this museum we don't need anymore, so let it go. Well, that's live its life.
Man, it's been drifting around for that long? That's amazing.
Incredible. It's got some stories.
Wood deteriorates in water.
In general,
right,
yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm curious about the way they made, what kind of wood they used, the way they built that boat or whatever.
How they treated
from.
It, yeah, or what they put on it to keep it
tar.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah,
tar. Lots of really strong tar.
I've never heard of anything like this before, where it's like an animal you're letting out back into the, you tagged it and you're letting it back into the wild.
Let's see where it goes.
Run free, timber. Run free. It doesn't make a.
It's not going to populate
free
with more trees
the
now.
Waves
you know.
Blow.
I'm a big fan of trees, of wood. I love it. It's great. Mm-hmm. I don't know that this was necessary. I don't know. I don't feel like
you're free to join your family.
No, it should be.
Well,
kind
of, don't they when they preserve timber though? If I'm remembering correctly, this comes from Time Team. Sorry, but they have to keep it in water actually to keep it preserves better staying in the water than it does once you remove it from the water.
Oh.
So for them to keep it and preserve it is probably far more expensive than just tagging it and letting it go and seeing how long it survives.
I forgot all. I hadn't thought of any of that. Thank you, Time Team. Thank you, Melissa. That's
the best archaeology show.
Maybe they hope
it's
going to go join the rest of the boat, and they can find the rest of the ship.
Right. Yeah.
Maybe that's what it's going
to
do.
Well, that would
return
be very
to the
cool.
flock. Yeah,
I love that.
I miss my fellow deckmates.
Hey, Woody.
Spend some time.
Hey, Woody. It's been a while. Hi, everybody's named Woody, by the way.
Yeah, they're all
they're all named Woody.
Confusing.
You got something on your ear here. You got
what is that?
What is that? A tag?
Kids today with their weird ear things.
Man, you wouldn't understand. I washed
the
up on shore.
I've seen.
You guys, if you wash up on shore, you get one of these.
Shush! Everybody's gonna want one.
Everybody. I'm curious to see where that story goes. I'm very interested to see what.
Literally.
It's
fascinating. Yeah.
Yes.
Where will it end up?
Time to dive into our National Day of Calendar for this January 8th, 2024. It is World Typing Day.
Yay, maybe?
Yay, typing.
Typing.
I guess typing is better than not knowing how to type and then using a keyboard. It's much faster if you're good at typing.
If you've ever watched anybody chicken peck at a keyboard.
Hunt and peck.
Yeah. I feel for it.
Type with their index fingers?
I have to be honest. I used to get a little frustrated by that. Like
really?
20 years ago, I'd say like 15, 20 years ago, I'd get pretty frustrated with seeing, and it was usually my dad. I'm going to be honest, my dad usually kind of, because I felt like he deserved to be more confident with it than he was being. Now I see him and he's all over the place on his tablet and everything.
That's good.
But when I see people like that nowadays, I feel for them. Because that's just the world has gone in such a keyboard way. It's not even just with laptops or PCs or anything. Our phones use a similar keyboard if you're texting. The keyboard has become universal, and we to the point where we don't necessarily look at it all the time when we're typing. We know where the letters are, all that.
Yeah,
but there's. I mean, generations of people who are not familiar with it like that.
It was a very specialized thing at one point, you know.
Yeah.
Who knew how to type? Usually just secretaries and people that would take other people that would dictate, and then they would be the ones who did the typing. So, yeah, the fact that everyone does it now is really remarkable.
When WFHR and WGLX were under the same umbrella, there was the move that happened, and GLX moved to Plover. Pam, we had this gray area where stations were still owned by the same company, and Pam had to work in Plover. I was working at the one at the old state, doing secretary work over there. I could answer phones. Like that's it. Like that was it. Like man, like typing. Carl would send me, could you type this up or something like that? Like 5 days later, I was not a good typer, but I worked at it, and I'm still not the greatest, but I worked at it. I feel for people that are in this situation where they're either haven't had a chance to learn or an opportunity.
Yeah.
Love to tell you to head over to McMillan. They've got some people over there at McMillan and their programs and different ways they can help with typing and
learn how to type.
Learning more about the tech world.
It's very cool.
Are you guys good typers? Do you consider yourself good typers?
I think so.
I do.
Melissa seems to
type
be.
pretty quickly.
Yeah.
Not always 100% accurately, but there's a lot of assistance with that now.
There is. It's made it a lot easier in
which
that
is,
sense.
Yeah. You don't have to be perfect, which is nice.
Yeah. Yeah. The talk to text or a lot of that stuff is fantastic. I've also
it is
never
coming along.
I have never sent somebody a text with the word duck in it though. All right. All right. True. Come on.
I do like swiping. On my phone, I can swipe text a lot faster than I can text on my phone.
Yeah, okay.
Because that you do have to hunt and peck.
Yeah. Typing on a screen is something I don't think I'll ever be really good at because I'm not very good at that at all.
And I just can't help but wonder where it's going to go. You know, are we going to have keyboards forever are they going to go away?
That's a good question.
It'd be interesting to see.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. National Career Coach Day.
All right.
Got a career coach out there.
Getting you on the right track?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Right career?
That's cool. Reminds me of like a guidance counselors for adults.
Yeah, I would say you find them at schools, colleges.
Yep, exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
A big shout out to them and all the help that they get.
But I believe they're still, you know, for people who aren't in school, you can still find a career coach and they can give you some really cool assessments to see, you know, what you're good at, maybe what your interests are, give you a hand on that.
I'm thinking
if you want to change careers or move up in the one you're in.
Yeah, I'm thinking at 50, you know.
if I get that coaching you need,
I mean, I figure by then I should grow up. I should be grown up by then. I should be. In theory. I'm not guaranteeing nothing.
What if it turns out to be something really out there, you know? That's very confusing. It's like, wait a minute.
You should be a marine biologist.
It would be weird to fight something out like that, and then all of a sudden you find you're really good at it. You're like, oh, I wish I should have been doing this my whole life.
How did I not know this?
National fourth grade graders teacher National fourth graders day. I'm sorry, I thought it was fourth grade teachers.
Oh,
hey,
National fourth graders. Hey, I have a fourth grader.
Yeah.
Your day.
It's his day today. Yeah.
Congrats to all the fourth graders out there. That's kind of. I hope they do this for every grade.
Yeah,
that's cool. Fourth grade was awesome. I don't remember much of it, but it wasn't. I'm trying to be, you know, positive.
Yeah, it is. I think that was the year we built model rockets. So that was cool.
That was a pretty good year, though.
Yeah, as a class project, it was really cool, yeah.
It's a good one. Yeah. Let's take a look at the next one. Plow Monday. Plow Monday, but plow is spelled P-L-O-U-G-H.
The old way of saying plow.
Yeah.
Of spelling plow, yeah.
Plow Monday is a day steeped in British tradition. Offers a glimpse into the rural customs that have been a part of British culture for centuries.
Yes.
It signals the end of the Christmas holidays, heading back to work.
Oh, that's true.
Gotcha. I like
that's
that.
That's why.
I like that.
Yeah, I get good. It. Okay.
All We're right. back to work, people.
Back to work, everyone.
Plow Monday originated.
Get on your plow.
It originated in England's East Midlands and East Anglia regions during the medieval days.
Wow. Oh, it's been around for a long time.
It's been around a long time. That's pretty cool.
And it's easy to forget. They've got farmers in England. They still do.
Yeah.
They have farmers.
Yeah.
Seems like, how can you have farms? There's no land. You know, it's so small. It feels that way for me, but.
Crofts.
Yeah.
There's a amazing comedian, one of my favorite comedians, Eddie Izzard, who's from England. He talks about this a lot. You know, I'm from England, where the history's from. and we just walk around, there's castles everywhere. He was talking about this with the ag industry out there and how that has grown.
It's a very fertile field.
Yes. Oh, gosh. We're terrible. It is interesting how much that is adapted to modern times.
Mm-hmm.
It really is.
Yeah.
We have our friend Matt Lippert on from our UW Extension. Mm-hmm. And one of the bigger things to me that's interesting is seeing how the ag industry has worked with the tech world.
Yeah.
And how the sharing information, so much of this has pushed things going forward.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Really cool.
And that means we need cell service in fields.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
It's a necessary thing.
It is.
Yeah. I don't know if many of us had that coming, but for the ag industry, for our farmers, mm-hmm. them to have a good internet connection is vital.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, these days it is.
Vital.
Yeah.
Yep. I love how they recommend that you celebrate this day, though, decorate with miniature plows, sheaves of wheat, or agricultural tools.
That's great.
Serve traditional dishes like plow pudding, hearty stews, and root vegetables.
Plow pudding?
Plow pudding.
That sounds scary. I don't know about that one.
Well, yeah, English puddings are typically savory as opposed to sweet. And so baked. Norfolk, who knows plow what could pudding. Be in it.
Look at that. Grease a 1-quart pudding basin.
I just had to look up what plow pudding is.
Start with the grease.
Start with the grease.
And is that a crust on it? Yep. It's like
savory suet pudding filled with pork, onions, and bacon.
There
Whoa.
You go.
Whoa.
It's kind of like shepherd's pie. Yeah.
Yeah. It'd probably be pretty good.
Man, this bugs me, though, okay? Because I think of pudding, I think of like chocolate. I think of, you know,
custard.
Things
sweet
like,
stuff. Yeah. Custard puddings.
This is misleading to me. That's not pudding. That is not pudding. Whatever that is. I don't know what it is, but that is a pot pie. That is not pudding.
In England, puddings are usually baked, if I remember correctly. Mm-hmm. And you can make, like Melissa said, both savory and sweet. Like bread pudding. That's sweet. That's good.
I am not going to be one of those people that tells them they're doing it wrong. They've been doing it for a long time that way and let them do it that way.
I think they were doing it before we were.
Yeah, that's true. So I'm not going to say it that way, but I do feel like we got that right. I feel like we got the pudding part right.
Love it.
And finally, it's Earth's Rotation Day. The planet's daily rhythm creates sunsets and sunrises, a world in constant motion, ever changing, a perfect balance of day into night.
Wow. Cool.
It is fascinating to read about, to look into our rotation, what that means for the rest of the world. And just one more bit of proof that the world is round.
Circular.
I had the worst, one of the worst classes I've ever had last night.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
We have new students. We have a new semester kicking off here and everything. And I'm actually only supposed to be teaching on Sundays now.
Right.
But we had a very, very bad Sunday where a lot of people left.
Yeah.
And so it looks like I'm going to be doing a lot of filling in this week, in the next couple of weeks here. But that's... That was only part of the story. The other part of the story was we had a handful of students that did not understand like the times because they're from other parts of the country.
Oh.
So, like, they got the times when they got their things when, like, one of them was in California, one of them was in Arizona, and they moved here.
Oh.
And now they're trying to adjust to these times. And so some of the rotation stuff actually came up yesterday during class. Like, it was interesting.
There's a reason we have this.
There's different time zones across the United States. Newsflash.
So all that was interesting and fun. And we had some teasing involved. But one of our students, one of them, I'm not going to say which one, where they were from, but they're not from the Midwest, I'll tell you that.
Okay.
Is a flat earther.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, big time. Like, big time. And they didn't like when I did the whole, because I don't begrudge people their feelings or their emotions. But when you start to try to, like, turn my opinion, like try to
impress your beliefs upon
you.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. That's where I get a little pushback and everything. And I just did the whole gravity thing. And by the way, if anybody would like to test to see if the world is round, you can play this game at home. Everybody just pick something up, something that's unbreakable, and go ahead and hold it up about a couple inches off the table or the ground. Mm-hmm. Now drop it. All right, the Earth is round, everybody. Gravity exists. There we go. We can move on. But yeah, that was not good. That was not good.
Didn't go over well.
Do flat earthers like protest this day? I mean, do they go out no, it's wrong. There's no rotation.
I really want to know. I really call up 423-1055. Go ahead, and we'd love to hear. I do think the history of the Earth's rotation is fascinating, though. Mm. Go ahead and take a look into that,
especially the learning of it, finding out about why things happen. Oh, wait, it's because the Earth is rotating. Wow, that's amazing.
If you think
seasons,
if you think about the fact that what you're saying there, Seth, that none of this, all this, if we found this out today, it'd be fascinating, be interesting, wouldn't be that surprising. We've got a lot of ways to figure these things out nowadays.
Right.
The fact that we figured these out when we did. Mm-hmm. When we did not have the tech that we do, when we did not have the abilities that we do, that's part of what the most beautiful, I think one of the most beautiful parts of this to me.
Very cool, yes.
How we figured these things out. And we didn't need, even back then, flat earthers are like, the earth is flat, it's not. Oh, okay, it's not flat. Moving on.
We won't eventually fall off the edges? Cool.
Oh, yeah.
I, you know, there's another thing about flat earthers that I don't quite understand. What are you hoping for here? Like, what is...
Yeah, that's a great question. What's the... Huh?
What is the goal here? Yeah. Like, if...
What's the end game? I don't understand.
Yeah, I don't quite get that.
Anyway.
We got some great requests over the weekend. We're going to be playing them over the next couple of days. This one is for Amy over in Grand Rapids. It's Lainey Wilson, Heart Like a Truck, on Wiz Country 105.5 WIRI Sunrise Show.
I never stay in one place too long. A dirt road singing me a siren song. I gotta find a field. I need to spin my wheels. I gotta anchor in for four wide tires. And I can't help it, it's the way I'm wired. Boy, you get too close, boy, you need to know. I got a heart like a truck. It's been drugged through the mud. Runs on dreams and gasoline. And that old highway holds a key. It's got a left foot down when it's leaving. Lord knows it's taking a hell of a beating. A little bit of love is all that it's needing. But as good as it is tough, I got a heart like a truck.
From 105.5 FM.
I feel tears welling up cold and deep inside, like my heart sprung a big break. And a stab of loneliness, sharp and painful, that I may never shake. Now you might say that I was taking it hard since you wrote me off with a call. But don't you wager that I'll hide in sorrow when I may lay right down and fall. The race is on and here comes pride in the backstretch. Heartaches
going to the inside.
My tears are holding back there and I'm trying not to fall. My heart's out of the running. Two love scratch for another's sake. The race is on and it looks like heartaches. And the winner loses all.
day I ventured in love, never once suspecting what the final result would be. Now I lived in fear of waking up each morning, finding that you're gone from me. There's aching pain in my heart for today was the one I hated to face. Somebody new came up to win her, and I came out in second place. Now the race is on, and here comes pride in the backstretch. Heartaches going to the inside. My tears are holding back there, I'm trying not to fall. My heart's out of the running, true love scratched for another's sake. The race is on, and it looks like heartaches, and the winner loses all. On and here comes pride in the backstretch. Heartaches are going to the inside. My tears are holding back there, I'm trying not to fall. My heart's out of the running, true love scratched for another's sake. The race is on and it looks like heartaches, and the winner loses all. The winner loses all.
105.5 FM. Smoke was coming off my jacket, and you didn't seem to mind. I left a long trail of ashes, and you said I like your style. Now heartbreaking a competition, but I took it in a landslide. The skeletons I wanted to bury, you liked out in the light. You didn't save me, you didn't think I needed saving. You didn't change me, you didn't think I needed changing. My wings are frayed, and what's left of my halo's black. Lucky for me, your kind of heaven's been to hell and back. To hell and back. I wonder how you treasure what anyone would call a flaw. You say a pearl without the pressure wouldn't be a pearl.
Country stars and their stories. Country Legends 24/7.
Almost heaven, West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah River. Life is older than the trees,
younger than the mountains, growing like a breeze. Country roads, take me home to the place I belong. West Virginia,
mountain mama, take me home. Country roads.
Yet
I know. Ain't it on the sky?
I miss
the taste of motion.
Teardrops
in my eyes.
Country roads, take me home
to the place I belong.
West Virginia, mountain mama,
take me home.
Country roads.
Country road.
Artists of then and now, forever country, West Country 105.5 WIRI Sunrise Show.
Whole bunch of people.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
That was pretty amazing. That was pretty amazing. That's from
Loved all those songs combined together.
That's from 2016, an album called Forever Country. Artist, the actual title is Artists of Then, Now, and Forever.
Okay.
This was Willie Nelson and Dolly Parton songs. That helped shape Medley, and were both on hand for this. And then they had it was really nice. They had a couple of other artists show up. Reba McEntire, Ronnie Millsap, Charlie Pride, Vince Gill, Alan Jackson, George Strait, also featured Mick Casey Musgraves and Darius Rucker.
Nice.
Just a couple.
Nice. Just
you know.
Just a couple.
Somewhat known Woo. Voices, you know. Just a few.
I got to hear that whole album. I'm going down a rabbit hole listening to that whole album this week sometime.
Nice.
And it leads us into a pretty good set of country music news and notes, if you will. We're halfway, or we're done with 2023, and they had a list come out a little bit ago of the top country songs.
Okay.
From 2023. Just a handful of them. No particular order here. I keep doing this, you guys. I keep unplugging my headphones.
Stop doing that.
I don't know how I'm doing that. I've never done it in 20 years. The last week or two, I've been doing it all the time.
Right.
Anyway, that's Rock in a Hard Place by Bailey Zimmerman. Thank God from Kane Brown and Caitlin Brown. Going, Going, Go On from Luke Combs. Handle on You from Parker McCollum. Dancing in the Country from Tyler Hubbard. Wild as Her from Corey Kent. Gold from Dierks Bentley. She had me at Heads Carolina, Cole Swindle. Good name.
That's a great name for a song. It's a good tune, too, actually.
And a song we kick things off with, Heart Like a Truck from Lainey Wilson.
Yeah.
Let's see here. This was a beautiful moment over the weekend, if anybody got to see it. It's been a crazy ride for Jelly Roll, and he revisited an important part of his history in an interview with CBS Sunday Morning. Just as a side note, Jelly Roll was interviewed on CBS Sunday Morning.
Yeah.
That's just awesome.
That's pretty cool.
The CBS Sunday Morning has changed quite a bit over the years. They've always interviewed people like this, but I love that they've adapted to the times. I like that that's still around. That CBS Sunday Morning is still around. You guys remember you ever see the, if you were up at like crack of the dawn like I was, it was the old logo. It was the old logo they used. So it was like a brown faded logo and everything. It was great. So they took him back to his old jail cell at Metro Davidson County Detention Facility in Nashville, and it got him choked up. Let me see if I got it here. Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and let him speak for himself.
This is jail. It sucks. Everyone I've ever been to. Oh, it still smells the same, though. There was a time in my life where I truly thought this was it. And then coming here, you know, just after getting nominated for 2 Grammys, it just hits different. You know, it's just, I didn't think I'd get emotional, to be honest. But every time, dude, just this cell, just, you just think, man, this is, even when I left here, I didn't have a plan.
It's real. There's so many artists nowadays that you don't know if they're pandering, if they're telling it like it is, if this is something they've experienced. And this isn't just country, it's all music that has this, and it's always had this. This is the real deal, this man.
Yes.
And whether you like him, whether you don't, I like to think that regardless of how you feel about him, his music or anything, we all love a comeback story. There's a couple of things we love in this country more than most. Apple pie, baseball, comeback story.
You got
That's the list. There's more to it and everything, but that's a big part of the list right there.
It is true.
This is one of the better country comeback stories in music.
Yes.
Period.
It's amazing.
It's pretty darn cool. It's also, I hope to bring it home to a lot of people. This is why we don't throw away the key. People mess up in life all the time. You wouldn't want to be judged by the worst day of your life either.
Yep.
Everybody deserves an opportunity, within reason. Everybody deserves an opportunity to bounce back and everything. He bounced back pretty damn good.
Yeah. And now he's making a whole lot of people happy.
Yeah.
And that's cool.
Yeah.
Well, and he's doing good with his fame as well.
That's true.
You know, reaching out to people in those situations and saying, look what could happen. You can turn your life around. Right.
If
sharing his story.
We've already heard at least 2 or 3 times where that's happened. If it was just those times, it'd be worth it, let alone all the times we don't hear about how many people he's probably helped. Lainey Wilson is in the news as well. A 13-year-old impressed Lainey Wilson with a cover of Heart Like a Truck. She commented on a video of the girl with a quote, "Let's go, sing it, girl. I'm going to play a little of it for you right now." It's a great video. You have to see this video, everybody. You have to.
What's the barbershop thing?
She's only 13?
Yes.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
Looks
like she's in a barbershop.
She's in a barbershop just sitting there with the greatest slippers on ever. And she looks... she looks shy, but she but not enough to slow her down.
Nope.
You know?
she wanted to sing it.
Yeah, yeah. Great job by the barber playing along
this
and
looks
everything.
Like it's a regular thing with him. He's got, like, people with guitars on his chair.
Yeah.
What is that?
Yeah. And so the video is on TikTok. You can check it out there. Noah Peters, the singing barbershop is what I think it's called. The singing barbershop.
So this is a thing. Gotcha. Yeah. Okay.
You go on TikTok, you find the singing barbershop. Should be able to find it. Lainey caught it and put up there, "Let's go, sing it, girl." The video also caught the attention of Jelly Roll and Morgan Wallen. Jelly Roll said, quote, "She sounds incredible to be so young. Tell her to keep chasing that dream. Keep singing from the soul, young lady." That's pretty cool.
That's nice.
It's a pretty cool moment right there. Encourage you to check that out, everybody. So it's a just a fun little video. I'm going to go ahead and let it. I'm going to try to play it a little bit more here as we go to commercial. I was going to try.
The season of giving doesn't stop at Ho-Chunk Kaminakusa. Join us this January to warm your hearts and fill your cart with Ho-Chunk Kaminakusa's Warm Hearts Full Carts promotion. Guests can win an all-expense-paid shopping spree at Piggly Wiggly in Nakusa, with Ho-Chunk Kaminakusa donating matching funds to selected charities. Join us for drawings Tuesdays in January, where two lucky winners will be shuttled to the pig to fill their carts and warm their hearts for those in need. See the Ho-Chunk Kaminakusa's Rewards Club booth or follow our Facebook page for details.
We have some snow on the way starting late this afternoon into this evening and continuing through tomorrow into tomorrow night. About 2 to 4 inches of accumulation possible by the time it wraps up, with wind, especially tomorrow night, creating areas of blowing snow. Today, cloudy, snow developing late this afternoon into this evening. Our high today, 33. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28. 105.5.
It started way back in third grade. I used to sit beside Emmy Lou Hayes. A pink dress, a matching bow in her ponytail. She kissed me on the school bus, but told me not to tell. Next day I chased around the playground, across the monkey bars to the merry-go-round. And Emmy Lou got caught passing me a note. Before the teacher took it, I read what she wrote. Do you love me? Do you want to be my friend? And if you do, well then don't be afraid to take me by the hand. If you want to, I think this is how love goes. Check yes or no. Kids with stars in our eyes. Ain't much changed, I still chase Simi Lou. Up and down the hall, around the bed in our room. Last night I took her out in a white limousine. 20 years together, she still gets to me. Can't believe it's been that long ago when we got started with just a little note. Do you love? This is how love goes. Check yes or no. Do you love me? Do you want to be my friend? And if you do, well then don't be afraid to take me by the hand. If you want to, this is how love goes. Check yes or no.
Brooks on what they were doing just before they became Brooks and Dunn.
Well, I had had a basically a failed capital deal back in '88, and a solo deal, and Ronnie had had a solo deal himself that nothing had come off. And so really I was just writing songs, and we were both kind of trying to get a new solo deal stirred up.
Gone before I got home. She'd been getting restless in that big house all alone. And I've been up and down these city streets for three nights in a row. And Lord, it's hard to find that girl when she gets the urge to go. It's kind of like a lost
from 105.5 FM.
Clouds so swift, rain won't lift, the gates won't close, the railings froze. So get your mind off winter time. Going nowhere. Ooh-wee, ride me high. Tomorrow's the day my bride's gonna come. Oh, oh, are we gonna fly down in the easy chair? Buy me a flute and a gun that shoots, tailgates and substitutes. Strap yourself to a tree with roots. You ain't going nowhere. day my bride's gonna come. Oh, oh, are we gonna fly down in the easy chair? Pack up your money, pick up your tent, Dylan. You ain't going nowhere.
Ooh-wee, ride me high. Tomorrow's the day my bride's gonna come. Oh, oh, are we gonna fly down in the easy chair?
And Genghis Khan, he could not keep all his men supplied with sleep. We'll climb that hill no matter how steep when we get up to it.
Ooh-wee, you ride me high. Tomorrow's the day my bride's gonna come. Oh, oh, are we gonna fly down in the easy chair?
Lawrence on Country Legends 24/7.
Meeting so many people and to see the fans sometimes get wild is an incredible experience. It really is. I'm just a country boy from a little town. I've dreamed about this all my life, but to actually be living what you dream of is an incredible experience.
Called me up from Amarillo, said you were coming to town. Thought I'd like to tell you hello, I'm driving no friend around. I pulled up to the airport, comfort and cool. But when you stepped off that plane, I knew I was your fool. My little Texas tornado blowing me away again. I swore it wouldn't happen again, but I looked at you and then I'm like a tumbleweed in a Wild West Texas wind. You're blowing me away again. Lying with me in Atlanta, it's such a beautiful life. You play me like a piano, I always let you get by. I know I'll go through hell, girl, when you find someone else. But right now I'm in heaven, and I can't help myself. My little Texas tornado blowing me away again. I swore it wouldn't happen again, but I looked at you and then I'm like a tumbleweed in a Wild West Texas wind. You're blowing me away. Thank you.
Central Wisconsin's only choice for real country music. Country Legends 24/7. 105.5 FM.
You're not supposed to say the word cancer in a song. And telling folks that Jesus is the answer can rub them wrong. It ain't hip to sing about tractors, trucks, little towns, or mama. Yeah, that might be true, but this is country music, and we do. Do you like to drink a cold one on the weekend and get a little laugh? Do you wanna say I'm sorry or I love you, but you don't know how? Do you wish somebody had the nerve to tell that stupid boss of yours to shove it next time he at you? Well, this is country music, and we do. So turn it on, turn it up, and sing along. This is real, this is your echo of your mother on the phone, crying as she tells you that your brother is not coming home. Well, if there's anyone that still has pride in the memory of those that died defending the old red, white, and this is country music, and we do. So turn it on, so turn it up, and sing along. This is real, this is your is country music. He stopped loving her today. This is country music. Hello, darling. This is country music. God bless the USA. This is country music. Amarillo by the morning. This is country music. Stand by your man.
Brad Paisley playing us out. This is country music on Wis Country 105.5 WIRI's Sunrise Show. And man can play.
That's a great song.
It really is a good song. That's going to do it for us, everybody. Quick look at our day in history. Born on this day in 1935 at East Tupelo, Mississippi, Elvis Presley.
Oh, that's right. Elvis' birthday today. Yeah.
Happy birthday, Elvis.
Yeah.
We are out.